And a story now about autism and the kinds of misunderstandings that can occur when people encounter behavior they don't understand. Children with autism often have difficulty with social interaction because of neurological differences. But what happens in the classroom where everyone is on the lookout for behavior that might warn of potential violence? Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche has the story of a high school student who was singled out by classmates who worried that his autism made him violent.
Someone's here. They landed above me.
Owen Lynch likes to keep to himself, even when he's playing a video game online against 100 other people. His survival strategy is to avoid the other players.
Yeah. There's a theme.
Owen, who's 17, has autism. For him, that can make it hard to socialize. And he says for as long as he can remember, that's made him a target for bullies.
I was bullied during middle school. Going home, they used to throw rocks at me and bully me till a certain point. And I'd have to actually get brought home by some of my friends because if I walked alone, I'd just get, picked on.
Owen's supposed to be in school, but instead he's at home on his Xbox. Soon after the shootings in Parkland, Florida, some of his classmates targeted him on social media, saying that he'd be the next school shooter.
I haven't really been getting a lot of sleep lately. I've been kind of stressed out during night, having panic attacks.
One day at the high school he attended in Norwalk, Connecticut, a classmate called police and told them a student might have a gun in the building. The officers pulled several students from class for questioning. When they came to Owen's room, he noticed his classmates staring at him.
And I was like, oh, they're here for me. This is not going to be nice. And at that moment, I knew that at least half the school was going to say something about me.
He was right. Police concluded it was a false alarm, but other students quickly took to social media. One student shared a photo of Owen's face stuck on a stick figure holding a gun, and others wrote about him with the hashtag #SchoolShooter. So Owen hasn't stepped foot in the school since. His mom, Heather Florian, says his decision to stay home has deep roots.
Owen doesn't feel safe going back there. This isn't a singular incident of bullying. This is a long history of bullying, Owen.
When Owen was 10, a psychologist diagnosed him with autism spectrum disorder. Years went by, and he wasn't getting any special education services. Meanwhile, records indicate the bullying continued. In middle school, it got so bad that Owen had to go to the hospital 3 times for depression and feeling suicidal.
During one of the hospitalizations in Yale, he was diagnosed with PTSD due to bullying.
Not long after that, he was suspended from middle school because, as some students claimed, Owen said he would blow up the school. Police got involved and he had to go to court, but the judge threw out the charges. He and his mom say it was a misunderstanding. We don't have access to those court records. Oftentimes, records for minors are expunged. And here's where things get complicated. Everyone who knows Owen agrees that he has emotional problems, but
there is no evidence base that suggests that individuals with autism are actually more at risk for becoming school shooters.
That's Hank Schwartz, a psychiatrist at the Institute of Living in Hartford, one of the oldest mental health hospitals in the country. He says students with autism often act and talk differently, and their peers can sometimes misinterpret those messages.
Because they act in a withdrawn way and at times may have some difficulty with their connectedness to others. Such individuals become the subject of bullying and of suspicion, and it's quite unfortunate.
Once Owen became known as the kid who threatened to blow up the school, his mom says it wasn't a big leap to call him the kid who would shoot up the school.
I just want what's best for Owen. And I'm tired of fighting for it on my own. It's a hard fight.
Owen doesn't have a history of violence, but he does have a history of being bullied, which records show hurt his mental health. Being bullied and having a mental illness are risk factors for becoming violent, experts say. And the school's role in prevention is key, according to Connecticut's investigation into Adam Lanza's murderous rampage at Sandy Hook Elementary back in 2012. Investigators found the school had consistently failed to educate Lanza and may have contributed to his mental decline. The Norwalk School District has a history of problems with its special ed department. Despite repeated attempts, school officials declined to comment on Owen's history in the bullying incident, citing student privacy concerns. And despite his record showing a history of bullying, a school investigation claimed this history didn't exist. But that same investigation included this advice for Owen. They wanted to help him, quote, ignore the bullying. Owen hasn't forgotten.
I'm so used to getting bullied and picked on, it makes me just shake, and I can't, I just don't know anymore. It hurts. I don't know. It's just hard.
Owen didn't attend school for the rest of the semester. He only got a few hours of tutoring each week. He and his family recently moved to another town about an hour away where he's attending school this year. His mom says Owen's situation is part of the reason for the move. For Here and Now, I'm David DeRoche.